Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
So following approval from the National Immunisation Advisory Committee, the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, has confirmed this afternoon that the vaccination programme will be extended to a younger age cohort with children aged between 12 and 15 to be offered an mRNA vaccine. It's expected this vaccination programme for 250,000 teenagers could begin as early as next week, and it comes as the Taoiseach Micheál Martin said there are plans for walk-in vaccine centres over the coming bank holiday weekend. Priscilla Lynch, clinical editor of the Medical Independent, joins me now with the latest. Good afternoon to you, Priscilla.
Good afternoon.
Tell us more about Stephen Donnelly's announcement and what's been confirmed about the 12 to 15 year olds, please.
Right, so the decision to vaccinate 12 to 15 year olds follows advice from the National Immunisation Advisory Committee. They've been considering this proposal for some weeks now. This follows the licensing by the European Medicines Agency of the Pfizer vaccine for this age cohort. Also last week, the European Medicines Agency also licensed the Moderna vaccine for 12 to 15 year olds. We know already that a number of European countries have already started offering or preparing to offer 12 to 15 year olds the COVID-19 vaccine. These would include Germany and Spain, Austria, France as well. And we know that already the UK, the US and Israel are vaccinating this age group as well. And in the UK, they've decided to offer the vaccine to 12 to 15 year olds who are medically vulnerable or who live with someone who's medically vulnerable. So we weren't sure what we would do here, but that's a decision now by the National Immunisation Advisory Committee. It would have been informed too as well by the course of the virus in Ireland and internationally as well. We know that we're dealing with a much more contagious variant now, and that it is spreading among younger age groups who are unvaccinated, as viruses do. They do spread down there. If you look at the data from the HPSC, that's the Health Protection Surveillance Centre, it reports on the last 2 weeks of COVID-19 cases in Ireland, and it shows that over 27% of cases are in those up to the age of 18 years. So this is a big rise compared to, say, some months ago, and 17% of those cases are in 13 to 18 year olds as well. So yeah, lots of factors that they would have considered, and then looking at as well the reopening of schools and what's happening there before they made their decision. And it's not going to be mandatory.
Right, and it's not being, to cut across, but it's not being suggested you have to get vaccinated to go back to secondary school in the case of these 12 to 15 year olds, is it?
No, certainly not. It's going to be a decision that can be reached by parents themselves in conjunction with their children, whether they want to be vaccinated. It was carefully weighed up and it looked at the clinical data as well, NIAC and the European Medicines Agency, on the clinical trials that have already been run in this age group using these vaccines, the Moderna and the Pfizer one, which had positive results in relation to safety and efficacy. So again, it's going to be voluntary.
So those are the ones you can expect if you're in the 12 to 15 category, or if your children are Pfizer or Moderna. Do we know how it will work, and will you go to a vaccine centre? Will you have to bring your mum or dad with you, I presume, or a guardian?
Yes, for 16 to 17 year olds, they can go themselves. The registration just opened today for them. But for those aged 12 to 15 year olds, they will need parental consent and they will need to be accompanied by their parents. We haven't been given the details yet of where and how they could be given the vaccine. There would be a number of options open to them. There would be the mass vaccination centres, or possibly they might do a deal with pharmacies or GPs to offer them the vaccine. Already teenagers would be offered, say, the HPV vaccine in schools through the school vaccination programme. But it is understood that they are keen maybe to roll this out faster and to start offering it next month in August, which would mean that it would be in one of the existing options already for COVID-19 vaccine, which would be the mass vaccination centres, GPs or pharmacies.
It would be a shift in policy there too. Well, you're not allowed to bring anybody in with you currently into any of those centres, I think. Isn't that it?
Yeah, they don't allow children or other people in unless you're someone who needs help with your mobility. So they're going to have to make some changes to the online portal as well in relation to consent and getting consent to them.
Yeah, so who would go online? I assume a parent would have to register their child in that age group, or has that been worked out yet?
They haven't released the details yet of that. They are working on it at the moment. But again, it's expected that you would need the usual things, which would be the air code for the child and their PPS number, as well as their date of birth. And then obviously there needs to be, to fill in that the parental consent is there, and then that the parent will be able to accompany them to their appointment as well.
OK, could we be looking for vaccines for children under the age of 12? Is that the way we're heading here, or has anything been said about that today, Priscilla?
Not in Ireland, but that is coming down the line. If you look at Pfizer and Moderna, they are both conducting trials at the moment in children as young as 6 months up to the age of 11. And they haven't published the results of those yet or thought, to be licensed in Europe. But they are preparing to go that direction. And that is very likely that it is going to come perhaps later this year. So then it will be another decision by the National Immunisation Advisory Committee whether it would recommend that we go ahead with that and offer vaccines to these age groups, or perhaps that we offer them to medically vulnerable children in those age groups. I do know a number of parents have medically vulnerable children under the age of 12, and they're keen to try and see what the results of those trials are and whether they can avail of those vaccines for their children, as well as the licensed vaccines that are out there. There's other vaccines as well in development, many COVID-19 vaccines, and some of them actually are nasal vaccines, which would be seen to be easier to administer to young people. As we know, last year in Ireland, we introduced for the first time the flu vaccine for children, offered freely, and that was a nasal vaccine that was given to children.
I noted Minister Coveney earlier in the News at One said this could be from next month, which of course is next week. I'm just looking, yes. There is more detail coming from Minister Donnelly. Is there any clearer detail on when the 12 to 15 year olds will be able to register? Is it next week we're looking at?
It could be. We'd hope to know more in the next couple of days. The HSC is working on version 30-something of their COVID-19 vaccination plan. So they have to put in place the changes to the portal, where the vaccines will be offered, the details with parents accompanying and consent. So it's a little trickier perhaps in the adult population, but they should know the details in the coming days. And it is hoped that it will kick off in August. And they will need two doses of the vaccine, just like adults, and they would be given between 21 to 28 days following the first dose. So that the majority of that age group who choose to could be vaccinated by the time school starts.
Or in maybe the first week of September, depending on what happens. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin today said the HSE would be adding walk-in vaccine centres this bank holiday weekend in a bid to encourage heightened participation among the remaining age groups. Have they been confirmed yet?
We've just heard very sketchy details so far of that. So they're going to be opening up walk-in clinics, so people won't need necessarily an appointment there. And they're looking to aim these at young people in particular, 16, 17, 18 year olds and upwards. We know there's going to be two of them in Kerry, one in Killarney and one in Tralee on the Saturday and the Sunday of the weekend. So I suppose, like every country, you go with giving the COVID-19 vaccines, you do eventually reach a situation where you have enough supply and you are just trying to actually increase the uptake. So to increase the uptake, making access easier is key to that. So being able to make the vaccine more widely available. We know that pharmacies who have been able to vaccinate 18 to 34 year olds with the one dose Janssen vaccine have been absolutely inundated with inquiries. They vaccinated over 150,000 people so far. 100,000 of those are the 18 to 34 year olds, I think roughly around that or more. And they're looking for more stock at the moment. The supply is the big issue with them. So it's hoped that they can increase access. They also want access to the mRNA vaccines, which would be the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine, so that they can offer a wider section of the population vaccines as well. And GPs have already obviously played a crucial part in vaccinating the older population above, those over 70 and those who are medically vulnerable. And will they come on board again perhaps now? We'll have to wait and see. So they are discussing things, the HSE and the pharmacy representatives and the GP representatives as well.
Just briefly, Priscilla, the other big news coming out from Cabinet was increasing weddings to 100 guests from August 5th, I understand. Those guests don't all have to be vaccinated, do they?
Well, they haven't given the full details on that, but it's not believed to be so. But we should hear the full details later today. Obviously, there was a lot of stress and uncertainty for those who are getting married in the coming weeks about whether that would have been increased. But now it looks likely that the Cabinet is going to give the go ahead for that today to increase from August the 5th the numbers that can attend weddings to 100, and that we should have hopefully further details on that. As we know, with even the opening of indoor dining, things can change very much in the hours before the announcement or even in the days after, as they finalise the details.
And I believe you could have 50 guests at a christening, no word on communions or confirmations, and the funerals remain at 50 as well.
That's right. Communions and confirmations, a lot of people have already been given dates for September for those to go ahead. And it is believed that there's not really an appetite to try and introduce them in the coming weeks. So they're trying to see how the Delta variant spreads, particularly among younger people in those age groups. So they are keeping an eye on that. It's not believed that there will be any more changes before September. But again, you just can't tell, really, as we've seen with the changes to the wedding numbers that were agreed on today.